Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home. Stay healthy, stay connected.
And then what was the turning point for you personally? Was it the breakdown of marriage? Was it stepping away from what was ultimately a destructive relationship?
Well, my ex-husband did me a favour. He had an affair with my ex-designer, my head designer, who lived in my guest house. So he absolutely did me a favour. I didn't think at the time, in fact, it took me a few years to go over it all and everything else, but he did me the biggest favour ever. And then I started to work on who I am as a person. I know that sounds very American, but I started to work on who I was, you know, what do I love, what do I hate, I want to do more of. And that's when I really flourished as a person. And I worked on my inner self for a number of years.
And I gather that your parents, particularly your dad, was pretty instrumental in helping you start the weight loss. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my dad used to, because my dad's still fortunately alive, still in a wheelchair, but my dad used to write me letters, and my dad's not an emotional man whatsoever, you know, typical East End man, always in the pub, spending wages every week on alcohol. So my dad used to write me these letters that I would cry for days. The words that he put into these letters saying, please, Michelle, you know, I love you so much. Please stop abusing yourself and start loving yourself and start looking after yourself. And then I did this shoot with Rachel Hunter on the beach in Miami, and she's exactly the same age as me. And she said, what's wrong with you, Michelle? Why are you so upset? And I said, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm just ginormous. You know, look at you, look at me. I don't know how to get out of this. And she grabbed me and she said, well, you know, you're an amazing businesswoman. Why don't you treat your body like a business? And I suppose that was just like, you know, the light switch moment. And then I was on my way to that journey of losing weight and everything else. But it was only just, you know, I would say last month where I really got to my ultimate target, and in terms of my body and, you know, my mind, my soul, everything, because Doug and I were getting married last Saturday, but obviously it's been postponed because of the virus. And I've now lost a total of 8 stone and 1 pound. And, you know, I was walking down the street a few months ago with my eldest daughter, and she shouted on me, Mum, and these guys in the street said, she just called you Mum. I says, I know, because I'm her mum. They says, oh my God, oh my God. They started taking pictures of us saying, she's your sister, surely she's your sister. So I think when you get compliments like that, that makes it all worth it.
Well, that's some journey you've been on. So how do you feel now? Do you feel a sense of calm that you've addressed the demons? And still, you know, we talked earlier about those, the personal and the business being able to coexist successfully. You're nailing it now.
Yeah, I'm not just saying that, you know, it's easy to say words, but I'm now in the ultimate, you know, position in life I want to be in. I'm so happy inside. I'm so loved. I give out so much love. I believe what you give out, you know, you get back in abundance. And I just feel great, but I do treat my body every day like a business, because I never, ever want to go back there to the old Michelle. I didn't like her. I didn't like looking at her. I was depressed, you know, for a number of years. I was on antidepressants. Well, I always think that my life is like that boxer, Gypsy King. What's his name again?
Tyson Fury.
Yes, because when I watch his reality show, it reminds me of the way I was. The only thing is I didn't take any drugs my whole life, but I just, my fitness keeps me happy. It keeps me positive. It keeps me in a most amazing space. So I've got to do it every day.
Are you worried? Are you worried that you could go backwards? Are you worried there may be a trigger? Or do you feel strong enough in your headspace to keep marching forwards?
Well, that's what keeps me going every day, is because I don't want to ever go back to the old Michelle, because that would just be a disaster. I would hate to think what would happen to me if I went back there. So fortunately, I'm in a very loving relationship. And, you know, I've got an amazing, as I said, family and friends, and I'm never, ever going to go back there. I'm never going to come off the track where I lock myself in a room and all I do is eat for hours and hours and hours until I'm sick. You know, that Michelle is never, ever coming back.
So was that a coping mechanism for all the pressure that you were under and the pain of being in a loveless or destructive marriage? Was that the way you coped?
I suppose it was, but the other thing that I think it was it, I was just this little girl from, you know, the East End of Glasgow who was used to all of her life, you know, the family always struggling, even struggling to buy food every week. You know, by a 30, it's kind of, your dad has spent the wages in the pub, you know, it's like we have nothing left. And not that that happened all the time, but we were always struggling. So I just thought that I'm not supposed to be successful. I'm not supposed to be, you know, have all this money. And it's just, I suppose I was punishing myself, abusing my own self. Yeah. So I think that was part of it as well.
Well, that's interesting. So do you feel that you are worthy now of all this success that's come your way?
Yeah, I'm comfortable in my own skin. And I think that's because, you know, I do the business side of things. I have my relationship with Doug, the kids, my family, my mum and dad, my friends. And then we also give back a lot as well. So Doug's got his own foundation called the Barrowman Foundation. So we've just built 14 schools in Africa. We've just committed to more. Doug's just built a centre, a brand new centre, cost, you know, millions of pounds in Manchester for the Prince's Trust. So I feel that, you know, I always have the saying, work hard, play hard and give something back. So I think if you do that your whole life, then you can be satisfied of who you are.
Thanks so much for listening to In The Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.